The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we move to what's happening right now in London, because Keir Starmer is gearing up to face his cabinet soon in this hour, fighting to stay on as Prime Minister. At least 74 Labour MPs have now urged him to resign immediately or draw up a timetable to do so. Pressure has been building on Keir Starmer after Labour's disastrous performance in last week's local elections. He has said he won't walk away, but will that change in the coming minutes and hours? Well, I'm joined on the line by Ian Dale, LBC presenter, and also Mark Paul, London correspondent with the Irish Times. Ian Dale is with us, watching and waiting, no doubt. Ian, this is a crucial hour, isn't it?
Well, it is. I've been watching all of the different cabinet ministers walk into number 10 Downing Street, all being shouted at by the waiting media. Is he going to resign? And the truth is, none of us know. I think it is possible. It's even likely. We've had the Chief Secretary to the Prime Minister, Darren Jones, a key ally of his, doing the morning media round. And he's had a very hangdog expression. He wasn't sort of taking the fight to the media. He was very reflective. And it seems to me all the mood music is that Keir Starmer is going to set out a timetable for his departure. He's not going to go, if he does resign, he's not going to go immediately, because there isn't a ready successor. So I suspect he will stay in office for several months while the Labour Party has a leadership election.
And how will that look? That's going to be very messy, isn't it?
Well, if you look at various changes of Prime Minister over the past 10 years, on one occasion there was a coronation where there wasn't a leadership election. The Conservative Party just decided that they wouldn't have one. And Rishi Sunak emerged as that as a successor to Liz Truss. I don't think that's going to happen here. The Labour Party normally take about 3 months to run a leadership election, which in government terms is a huge amount of time. Mm-hmm. And the problem they've got is that the financial markets are already in a state of flux, and our borrowing levels, the bond yields, are higher at the moment than they were when Liz Truss's mini-budget happened. Now, if they get the impression that there's going to be political instability over the next few months, which inevitably there will be, those bond markets are going to go crackers, which means that the cost of government borrowing goes up. It means that the cost of borrowing for individuals with mortgages, that goes up. Inflation goes up. And any growth agenda is out of the window. So this is a very, very difficult time.
The bond markets, though, are they reacting to the possibility that Labour may install a more left-leaning leader, Ian? Is that at play here too?
Yes, I think that is partly what's going on. And it is very possible that Labour do that. I mean, Labour is, in theory, a left-of-centre party, and two of the main candidates for the succession, Angela Rayner and Andy Burnham, although he's not an MP at the moment, so that's another fly in the ointment. If either of them took over, I think most people expect a more left-wing economic policy. Mm-hmm. Ed Miliband, who led the Labour Party for 5 years between 2010 and 2015, he is seen as the kingmaker, and he wants to be Chancellor of the Exchequer. Well, he will be a much more left-wing Chancellor of the Exchequer than Rachel Reeves has been.
Ian, stay with us. I want to bring in Mark Paul at this point. Mark, do you think that Keir Starmer's chances of staying on after this cabinet meeting are as dismal as Ian predicts?
I think it's very, very difficult for a cabinet, for a prime minister to stay on, and not just with the amount of MPs who have called for him to go. I mean, that number alone, he could probably survive. But it's the fact that split in his cabinet. I mean, I was there yesterday at his great big reset speech in Waterloo in the Coyne Street Neighbourhood Centre, which was the speech that was billed as his fight back, the speech where he was going to convince all of these wavering MPs that he really was the man to lead Labour ahead. But I think within about 5 or 10 minutes of it starting, everybody in the room knew that this was going to fall flat, and fall flat is what happened indeed. And it was, you know, the calls for him to go among certain MPs had already started before that speech. Most of those early MPs were supporters and backers of Andy Burnham, and that was a kind of a coordinated wave, and they used coordinated language language. Most of them said something like they wanted an orderly transition to a new leader. That is code for don't have a leadership contest too soon because we want our man Andy Byrne to be in it. After the speech and later into yesterday afternoon, acolytes and his outriders come into view.
Mm-hmm. Just interested listening to Ian outline the runners and riders there. Andy Burnham, Angela Rayner, Ed Miliband, who is the kingmaker. What about Wes Streeting, though, Mark? How are people rating him and his chances of being the next leader of the Labour Party?
Depends on how quickly a leadership contest is held. Wes Streeting has been prepared for this for months and months and months. His allies, he's had a plan in place for months. For months, he's been fending off accusations from Number 10 that he was plotting. But he was ready for this moment. Wes Streeting, huge support amongst the Labourship membership in the way that in the Labour Party membership, in the way that Andy Byrne would have or Angela Rayner would have. Wes Streeting could also be sure that if he goes for it, if he tries to force an early leadership contest and force a swift timetable, that somebody from the soft left of the party will challenge him if Burnham is not there to do so. But I think Angela Rayner at the moment, for the moment, she has moved into the Burnham camp, and that is clear. I mean, she's made several calls for Burnham to be allowed to run in a by-election to come back. But, you know, if a contest is held before Burnham is eligible to take part, well, then you wouldn't rule Angela Rayner for standing out, or somebody else from the soft left. I wouldn't even rule out Ed Miliband, even though he keeps saying that he doesn't want it. But somebody from the soft left of the party will challenge Streeting, I think, if he goes without Andy Burnham in the race.
Ian, what do you think about that theory?
I think it all depends on the timing. That Andy Burnham has a real problem now, because even if today a Manchester MP or an MP in the North West decided to resign their seat to allow him to then stand, that would be the mother of all by-election campaigns, because Reform UK are on the march in the Northwest, and they would do everything they could to beat Andy Burnham, and they might well succeed. But a by-election wouldn't be held until, say, the middle of June. So by that time, nominations could have closed, and Andy Burnham's campaign could have been scuppered right from the beginning. Now, I suspect they will find a way around this, but this is not certain. I'm not an expert on the Labour Party rule book, and rules can be bent, and the Labour Party have shown that they've done that in the past. So who knows? Wes Streeting's best chance is if there is a very quick leadership contest. I think a lot of Labour people will hope for some sort of coronation. That's not going to happen. Wes Streeting is seen as a Blairite on the right of the Labour Party, and there'll be a lot of enemies that will try and stop him. Angela Rayner has a huge problem in that her tax affairs still haven't been sorted out. So I can't see how she can run until HMRC, His Majesty's Revenue and Customs, until they have cleared her tax affairs and she's repaid what she owes. Because, I mean, if she did run and win without that having done, and then they do come down on her like a ton of bricks, well, then she would have to go as well. And we're in this sort of doom loop of leadership crises yet again in this country.
All right. And they're still arriving there as we speak. And I see in the last few minutes there has been a resignation of a government undersecretary, Miatta Fanbulla, which is the latest news to emerge from Downing Street. We'll keep a close eye on that. But for now, Ian Dale from LBC and Mark Paul from the Irish Times, thank you both for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.